Do you want me to move those?
No, let me see if I can get them on there.
Okay.
On this morning, volunteers are setting apples, onions, and potatoes at the Central County's Health Center's lobby on Springfield's east side. Susan Stokes, an elderly Springfield resident, arrives with her assistant. She's not there for a doctor's visit, but to pick up some food.
I have always tried to feed myself, and that's not always easy.
Stokes lives in a neighborhood considered a food desert, or a place with no easy access to a supermarket. But it's not all about geography. Many residents like Stokes are also low income, so buying food is a constant struggle. This new initiative in Central Illinois aims to get hospitals and clinics involved with the local food bank and prescribe healthy eating habits. Many say it raises awareness of the consequences of life in a food desert and growing up with unhealthy diets. Representative Sonia Harper, a Democrat from Chicago, has always believed these consequences exist.
Food is medicine, right? You can't do anything without it. And if we have pockets and we have literal cities and neighborhoods of people living without food, well, then you know what that result is going to be. They're going to end up needing some very costly care.
Harper sponsored legislation to track the state's food deserts, and lawmakers will receive annual reports with these locations along with information on the health impacts. Harper grew up in West Englewood, a community in Chicago's southwest side where obtaining fresh food was difficult. She says many of her family members suffered from heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. At 36, she's the oldest surviving Harper member in her family. Dr. Samir Vora, a pediatrician at SIU Medicine in Springfield, says eating habits are impacted by a person's finances and where they live. And these habits begin to form early in life.
Especially in vulnerable communities with families that don't have those resources, they're either in a situation that they are malnourished or they're having higher cholesterol rates. They're having earlier onset diabetes than what you would expect with our kids.
So now more physicians are tapping into the idea that food access matters when it comes to health.
It's really hard for people to be healthy if I give them medicines, but they don't have enough food to eat.
That's Dr. Janet Albers from the Department of Family and Community Medicine at SIU. She says this approach has given her and other doctors a new way to help patients, especially those in smaller towns where transportation to supermarkets is a challenge. If they can't get residents to come in for a checkup, they can also give them access to healthy food. Back in Chicago, Representative Harper says she hopes her food desert tracking law will connect communities facing similar issues across the state. She says this is only a starting point to helping them find their own solutions.
Curing a food desert in Englewood is probably not going to look the same as curing a food desert in Peoria or curing a food desert in Cairo or any other parts of the state where they might exist. And so that's when you need to come in and, you know, customize it based on the people that live there, based on what's already going on there, and based on what's needed.
The partnership in Springfield is one example. SIU Medicine and the Central County's health centers have collaborated with the Central Illinois Food Bank since last year. They are using a $15,000 grant from the Walt Disney Foundation to deliver up to 2,000 pounds of food at each location per week. But their funding is slated to run out this summer. For people like Susan Stokes, the patient who utilizes the food pantry at Central County's health centers, this partnership has changed how she views going to the doctor. She says she hopes the program continues.
I love this. Love it. Love it. I do.
I'm Daisy Contreras.